Cobbers, welcome to the Young'uns Podcast, and this podcast is going to be a rip-snorter of a podcast. Let me tell you, I'm grinning like a shot fox to be here with you today. It's going to be pretty spiffy. It's going to be bonza. If you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm employing Australian slang to introduce this week's Young'uns Podcast, and the reason for that is because we're in Australia this week. In March 2016, the Young'uns went to Australia for 3 weeks, and we will be presenting some clips from our time in Australia. You'll hear about how we nearly became major Australian reality TV stars. We certainly got some rather odd heckles in our time in Australia, and we'll be playing you a few of those, and find out why the Young'uns were branded as sexists, and a complaint was lodged against us by someone who attended the festival because of our sexist behaviour. I know we sing all these songs about equality, but my goodness, the dark underbelly of the Young'uns. And I'm not referring to that picture of Michael that's doing the rounds on the internet, talking about dark underbellies. My goodness. We're thrown into panic due to a case of mistaken identity, and what the heck is Sean doing to that cockatoo? All will be revealed this week on the Young'uns Podcast in Australia. Ripper, mate! Throughout the podcast, I am going to be giving you some Australian phrases, and you can have a little think about what that Australian phrase or word might mean, and then I'll play a little clip, and then we'll come back and I'll reveal the answer to you in our new game, Words of Wonder from Down Under. So one of the things I said was rip snorter. So rip snorter just means it's going to be a great thing. So when I said it's going to be a rip snorter of a podcast, that's what that meant. Then I said I was grinning like a shot fox to be here. That means happy, grinning like a shot fox. Okay, here's a one for you to think about while we play our first clip from... And the annoying thing, the stupid thing is about this, it was March 2016 that we did all these clips from, these Australian clips, and I forgot to write down where they're taken from. But the first one is our first gig that we did in Australia, which I think was in Melbourne. Anyway, does it really matter? It's not like you're going to go, no, it doesn't sound like Melbourne to me, David. The acoustics, you know, you can tell by the air pressure, the way that the microphones are picking things up, that it's not Melbourne. I think you've made a mistake there. I don't think anyone's going to know. And I'm going to play you a clip which talks about how the Young'uns might have become Australian reality TV stars. But before that, here's your first Words of Wonder from Down Under. So have a little guess what this means. A technicolour yawn. What is a technicolour yawn? Have a little bit of a think about that while we play this clip from Melbourne. Definitely Melbourne. The first festival that we did in Australia. Unforgettable gig.
Actually, when we were in customs, there was a notice saying, warning, there's a film crew from Channel 7 going for their airport reality TV show. Is that very popular around here? Would this place be a bit more full? Is that just happened to coincide with the airport reality TV show that's on Channel 7? A staple there. And I was thinking, oh no, because we were really jet-lagged and sleeping. I thought, now it's double the pressure, because presumably the employees that are going to be even more officious than usual, because they're going to want to be seen as being good on the TV. And I felt that all the pressure to kind of ham it up a little bit, as if I should have some sort of witty lines or something like that, just in case they were filming. But I was too jet-lagged, so...
Anyway.
So if you were thinking, I'd love to see a little bit more of this one on the right, where can we see him? Not on Channel 7, unfortunately, but... You never know. On the way back, I'll have stuff prepared. Anyway.
Alan Cumman.
Yes, sir!
Give him another word.
Oh, you can't stop.
On a half-time break.
What? This is a cliffhanger. God, you're like Channel 7 here. It's like that time when the woman asked, have you got anything to declare? And they kept their break going for 15 minutes, didn't they, the adverts? And then at the end, just went, no. you were all in suspense, though, weren't you? Oh.
You can find out more about what happened in the airport, because there was an incident that happened at Melbourne Airport, and you can find out more about that if you buy our book, The Young'uns Book. It's called The Young'uns Bound Together. You can get it online for just £12. It's all sorts of stories about things that have happened on tour, how the Young'uns met. We've gone into quite a lot of detail about that. We've done it before in interviews, but not in so much detail. And also there's the information behind Sean's songs. Sean goes into quite a bit of detail about the inspiration behind the various songs that he's written, along with lyrics as well, and there's lots of photos from our 13 years together. So that's the Young'uns Bound Together, and you can hear more about our exploits in Melbourne Airport. And incidentally, I must apologise that some of the clips on this week's Young'uns podcast are quite distorted. Obviously, the recording levels were set too high. There's quite a bit of distortion on it, so I hope you will be able to understand what the heck's going on. I might have to release a transcript. You'll have to let me know if you can't understand it. I can release a transcript of the podcast, but I think it's more or less understandable. You just have to concentrate that little bit harder. And hopefully you can understand and you will persevere with this Younger's podcast. Well, of course you'll persevere, though, because you want to know what the various words of wonder mean. And the words of wonder that I gave you, we're trying to guess what the Australian phrase means. So I'm saying an Australian phrase, what does it mean? It's a bit of Australian slang. And the first one I gave you was Technicolor yawn. And what is a Technicolor yawn? And the answer, my friends, is vomiting. When you vomit to throw up, Technicolor yawn. Another word for being sick is a liquid laugh. Oh, bloody hell, he's just done a liquid laugh all over the carpet. Could you not have gone to the toilet if you were going to do a Technicolor yawn? That's the kind of way in which that phrase would be employed there. Let's give you another one, shall we? We're going to play another clip now. We did a lovely church gig. I can't remember where it was, but it was somewhere in Australia. I should have written down the places where these gigs are taken from. I do apologise. And we're going to play some clips from it. But before we do that, I'm going to give you another Words of Wonder from Down Under. We could really do it with a jingle for this feature, couldn't we? I should really have thought about that. Words of Wonder from Down Under. There you go. Now, it's not, that wasn't very good, was it? I think we can do a bit better than that. Let's put a bit of production effort into this. Let's put, hang on. We must have like a didgeridoo or something on the computer. Let's put a bit of didgeridoo over the top and I'll do an Australian accent and a voiceover. I mean, there's nothing condescending about this in any way whatsoever. Here we go. It's time to play our new game, Words of Wonder from Down Under. There you go. Lovely. Great production value there on the Young'uns podcast. We should start charging, I think. And the words of wonder from Down Under this time, white pointers. What is meant by white pointers? Have a little think about that as you listen to this clip from a church in Australia.
Okay, so the first reading is a letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians, which you put to a lovely tune, a lovely jig. Here we go.
Just, it's lovely having people sat at your feet down here. But I'm just wondering, who do you have to be to get in the choir school? Are you two actually married? Bit of a gap. You've had a bit of a fallout.
Well, let's hope they don't have a fall off. We're not in tune.
Okay, so what are you meant to do now?
What's that one called again?
We're going to do the one that goes, we're just trying to remember what it's called.
The
one that
goes, the boats on the.
Do we see that one? Do we? Do we see that one?
What's it called?
What's it called?
Lindy Law.
Lindy Law, of course, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, brilliant.
I do apologise at the back there. I hope you can hear us when we sing.
Is there anything about this one?
Let's go straight in.
Straight in, everybody, without any talking. Excellent.
No, yeah.
Done that well, haven't we? Come, you start. It's all meticulously scripted, this. You'd only think it's now gone a bit shambolic, but this is all... We were rehearsing this, weren't we? You can ask our manager if you don't believe us. We were rehearsing this morning. Up at 4 o'clock rehearsing exactly this bit.
Stop talking!
Right, OK. Go, here we go.
Come smiling, Lindy Law. You're the prettiest girl I know.
I'm the finest boat that ever floated on the Ohio.
Plenty of room. Come on.
You just missed a brilliant bit of scripted banter earlier.
Oh. Oh. Oh, here they come.
Bring the old gifts.
Give them a round of applause. Hey.
Hey. Hey. I think these might be our sacrificial offerings today.
We'd like to recreate our favourite scene from the Gospels. We'd like you to wash our feet, please.
Of course, our own items.
Oh, dear. If our mothers could hear us now.
Oh, now what's the question? Is it time for communion, do you think? That's why some of the jokes have been wafer thin. Including that one.
It's actually the story of a man who was devoutly Christian, an inspirational man. And Theo Jones went down in the history of the town of Hartlepool, where David was born, because he was...
When he says David, he means me.
Yeah.
But you're saying David, you're thinking, oh, right, our Bible's different. Yeah. Oh, you pointed at me.
I pointed at you, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't you worry, Clive.
And I'm not, I mean, we might be flaunting the rules here. I'm not sure if we're allowed to trade in the temple, but we have got CDs. So no one's going to, like, turn the tables over or anything like that, are they?
We've got some CDs with us in a box. And we're very clever.
I know, yeah. We thought of everything. We have a manager, you know, he thought of that. CDs in a box, lads, he said. CDs
so
in
you,
a box.
You can get them off us in person.
He also said, interrupt the one on the right.
I thought I was on the left, you're on the right.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it depends which way you're facing, doesn't it?
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Left and right are different in the Southern Hemisphere.
Which point are we at in proceedings?
I think it's the last song.
Is this the last one? So we need a big closer, don't we?
No death.
Sorry?
No death.
No death?
No death.
Oh, well, that narrows it down, doesn't it? I mean, that gives us a choice of half a song.
No death.
All right. Sorry?
I'm sorry.
John Payne. John Payne, there you go. Brilliant. Excellent. Do you want to write our set lists for us, sir?
There we go.
Excellent.
So we're going to sing Tom Paine's Bones. It's the story of the life, but the death as well, of the radical English...
Oh, no. Death.
We can't do that one.
Yeah, sorry.
No, but...
It's not about his death, it's about what happened to his bones after he died. Because they were dug up, and Tom Paine would have loved to hear this song in a church, because as you know, if you've studied history, Tom Paine was a deeply religious man. That's why the Americans loved him so much.
Sean's doing a sarcasm in history work. It's a very minority interest. It's going to be sarcastic about people in history that you've never heard of before. Come and see him on Monday, 2 o'clock, he's doing Hitler Was a Nice Man.
So the chorus, we'd love you to sing us out with this one, is who...
You've got to do that first bit. You've got to do a little bit of scatting there. Yeah. I think that was the sound of the Holy Ghost, wasn't it?
Anymore?
In fact, why don't we just put someone out of the audience? You might want to teach Sean the chorus. He's got more chance.
We've had 13 years of this.
Sing.
So anyway.
What a lovely, memorable gig in a church somewhere in Australia that was. Oh, hang on a minute. I wonder if Michael's there. He might be able to remember. Michael? Can you remember where we were when we did the church gig in Australia?
Port Fairy.
Port Fairy, thank you. There we are. Port Fairy, everybody. Words of wonder from down under. What are white pointers? White pointers, my friends, are topless sunbathing women. That's obviously because of their nipples, their breasts are poking out at the sky. So, white pointers. There you go. We'll have another one of those in a few seconds. We did a weird gig in Melbourne at somewhere called the Bird's Basement. And we were a bit worried about this gig. We got to the venue, and on the front door of the venue, it said, Bird's Basement, the home of jazz in Melbourne. And we thought, they've put us on at a jazz club. We hope they don't think that we're a jazz group. You know, that could be rather awkward. We were a bit worried that someone had got confused, like one of the secretaries or something had accidentally booked the young'uns. Maybe they thought that we were the jazz group, the Young Nuns. You know, they're sort of like a five-piece experimental jazz group or something, and she's got a bit confused there, this dyslexic secretary, and she's going to get fired in the morning when they realise what the bloody hell she's done. She's booked this folk group from England. It's like, oh, I thought they were pretty expensive, you know, but it was worth it for the Young Nuns. They're unbelievable, sort of avant-garde jazz. Our audience would have loved that. Instead, we've got these bloody three folk singers, don't even play instruments, just talk absolute nonsense for most of the gig, and then sing unaccompanied. So we were a bit worried about how this was going to be, but then we had a little browse through the programme, and it sort of allayed our fears, because it did say that we were a folk group, and we thought, oh, well, that's fine, then obviously they know who we are. But it didn't take long for our fears once again to resurface, when we read the next word, and it was a folk band from Ireland. And then in the next paragraph was, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we are going off the beaten track and we're doing something that we've never done before at the Jazz Club. We're putting on an Irish folk band to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and we hope that you'll enjoy our Irish themed night. And it was also a bit of a weird gig as well, because people were eating. And we've done quite a few of these. We don't really do them in Britain, but in Australia and Canada, we've done quite a few gigs in pubs where people are eating. So they're always quite odd gigs, because sometimes you can hear people like banging their cutlery. Sometimes some people are chatting to each other, chomping away. Anyway, we're going to play you what happened at this gig. What you're going to hear is you're going to hear a little bit of us backstage just before we're going on. And we do a few hilarious eating-based puns before we go on stage, just to each other, just for our own amusement, but maybe for your amusement as well, now that you are listening into that bit of the conversation. And then you might hear, if you listen carefully, you might hear the MC, because we're backstage, so it's quite distant, but we hear him say, "Please welcome from Ireland, the Young'uns." Because we were trying to get in touch with the MC to let him know that we weren't an Irish band, but then we were thinking, well, there's nothing he can do about it now. But we couldn't find the MC, so we just had to wait backstage and see what happened. And sure enough, we were introduced as an Irish band, and then we're going to play you the clip of what happened. Again, I apologise for the distortion on this clip. There is quite a bit of distortion, but come on, put some effort in. Listen hard. Give it your full attention. Don't just be doing something else while it's on, going, "I can't hear it. It's not, you know, it's distorted." Turn everything else off. Have a proper listen. You'll get it. Put some effort in, for God's sake. Right, have I done the other word of wonder? I don't think I have I? No, I haven't. We only need to do a words of wonder from down under. In fact, if you can't hear what we're saying because it's too distorted, so you can spend that time having a think about these words of wonder from down under. Brown-eyed mullet. What is a brown-eyed mullet? We shall reveal what a brown-eyed mullet is after this clip from the Bird's Basement, the home of jazz in Melbourne, who are expecting an Irish folk band for St. Patrick's Day.
Careful with that piano.
Yeah.
Well, because it's so close.
Yeah, yep. It's all right.
Right over the edge is the table, isn't it? You could be there. Could be the
there. You could literally fall in their panna cotta.
Oh, sorry. It's just a trifle incident. Trifle bit embarrassing.
Don't desert us now, Alfred. It's all part of the course. Putting on a show. Thanks a million.
Nope. I
remember this afterwards.
We're just finding our way onto the stage there.
Oh, hello. We're definitely not Irish. You don't know what
I'm top of the evening.
Ah, it's great.
Well, you do a good Irish impression, though.
Yeah, well, I have to do Irish stuff now. I just a cheer. Who came here on the basis that we were Irish?
No.
No. That's almost racist. You're overly hostile. Oh, no, we're only bloody Irish. That's all right, then. Excellent. Now, we're from Teesside in the northeast of England.
Oh, I've got some Teesiders in.
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Really? Oh, this is very impressive. You do know there's no Les Bossons tonight, don't you?
Desert us not, we are between them walls.
Desert us not is part of the song, but we'd also urge people not to desert us. If you're not enjoying it, please don't throw your tiramisu at us.
This is lovely. The food's really nice, isn't it? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Excellent. You're all very good. We were expecting you to be making a right racket stuffing your gobs with food. They're giving you plastic cutlery or something.
You're all very well trained as well. Some people do it to the rhythm as well, forking in the mouth all the way. Very good. Looking forward to a flailing knife solo a little bit later on.
That first song was Billy Bragg's wonderful Between the Wars, and this next song is going to... Thank you. This next song is going to be...
Don't talk with your mouth full, by the way, sir.
There's
no manners here.
Ta-ta, my sweet.
Bit of a word of advice, you should never tartar your sweet. It's not a good sauce for a dessert.
Anyway, okay.
Well, the culinary pulls of wisdom to come and didn't get later on, but right now, here's a ballad about death.
What should we do?
I've got a wife in Louisville, another in New Orleans. When I get back to Shawneetown, I'm going to see my Indian queen.
When you said, I've got a wife in Louisville, another in New Orleans, someone did one of the men did like a knowing laugh. Yeah. I've been found out, everyone.
What do you fancy doing?
What were
the accordion?
Were
we in a different tune for that?
Are we
in a different tune for that?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
We'll have to do our Blacklist medley a little bit later for
everybody.
Well, what do you fancy?
Do feel free to. I mean, some of you, I think, are sitting there thinking, I've got something to eat, but I don't want to disrupt this.
Oh, some requests.
Oh, yeah. Well, requests already.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Excellent. Oh.
Tea and biscuits.
We'll do that. We'll do the tea and biscuits song in the second half.
You're not planning on staying around?
I've got Neighbours Sky Plus. Do you know, I've got to get back home, do you? So do people watch Neighbours around?
Here's it, because obviously that's the only...
Is it still as big?
No.
Is Home and Away still as big?
Yeah. There was a few more Home and Away there is for Neighbours. I mean, though, we've been really cultural here now, you know, isn't it?
Well, we're home and away, there's the neighbours. Right, any other things that you want to do? Any other facts? Well, what do you want to do then? So, see, call, someone said. So, let's do that. Yes. Excellent. Okay. Oh, there's a bit of a delay over there. Excellent. there's cheap seats over there. They've got it on the screen. There's a three-minute delay. Wife in Louisville. Very good.
You put tartar on your sweet, so.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Don't worry, we'll get round to insulting you all individually if you're in a bit.
What do you think of Port Fairy?
What do you think of Port Fairy? Oh, no. This is what we've never taken an album for, didn't we, Bugger Noses?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
What I think is really good as well, that it's not just songs that people want, it's little bits of conversation that they want to have as well. Absolutely lovely. I mean, if you want, I can just shout up a little bit, and the sound man can go home if you want. You know, you don't even want to sing. This is a weird gig. We're in a jazz club. We're a folk group. We're described as Irish or English. We sing, and you want to have a conversation with us. Absolutely brilliant. But we thought Port Fairy Festival was absolutely brilliant. We loved it.
Yeah. That's the right answer. Let's
sell
some CDs.
Okay. Oh, that's they're allowed. Oh, there you go.
The thing is, what's funny about this is we actually are Irish. We're just pretending not to. We just thought we were Irish, but something for T-shirts. The whole Port Fairy thing was an elaborate joke. Seeing all these thugs. This is about the time that we did a gig in Scotland, and we turned up to the gig and we saw this big sign saying, "The Young'uns, traditional Scottish band." And this is also around the time of sort of the independence vote, you know. And so I think there was a lot of staunch kind of Scottish people there, and we got up and sort of made a few little jokes about not being from Scotland, and they didn't take too kindly to that. We said something like, we've been sent here by Mick Clegg and David Cameron to make friends. Didn't go down very
literally
well.
A riot.
And don't worry, we placated them with a brilliant version of Donald Wears His Trousers.
Anyway, are we ready?
Well, we're going to do something completely different now, and we're going to sing you a James Taylor song.
Ooh.
You've woken up now, haven't you?
Put that tiramisu down.
At the piano, which means it's time for me to tell
you. Is that commentary for any other blind people in the audience?
Yeah.
The David's the piano.
No, I was just going to say it means No, I was going to say that it means that it's time for me to tell you a miserable story.
Not necessarily. Here we go.
No, I hope this one's uplifting.
We're in a jazz club. This guy, I'm now going to do a 42-minute improvised jazz solo. I'm going to do themes and variations on Donald Boy's Troops as a B-flat diminished.
Well, despite not being an Irish band or a jazz band, we got on very well there at the Bird's Basement. Hopefully you understood the majority of that. I apologise again for the distortion, but it was a fun gig and it would be a shame not to share it with you, I thought. And I hope you agree with that and that you were able to put in the requisite effort to understand it. But if you didn't understand it, let me know. I'll type you out a transcript. You could have a little party. You know, you could invite friends around and you could do like a role-playing thing. You could each pick a young'un, yeah, have a bit of a dinner party and then say, all right, okay, now we're going to pretend to be young'uns and you could dress up as us. I'm not sure how we draw. Michael wears his tweed, doesn't he? He often wears his tweed jacket or his gilet. You could wear that and you could stand in formation and you could read our various parts and you could be the young'uns and you could act out the scene from the Bird's Basement. Absolutely brilliant. I think Pitt would love that. So maybe I will put a transcript up there. That would be a great thing for Christmas. Michael doesn't really say that much. So what you could maybe do is you could just be me and Sean. I think it's me and Sean saying the majority of the stuff there. It could be like a romantic thing that you might do. Like, you know, just be like a bit of foreplay almost, just a bit of role play. You know, you're me and Sean, and then it might, one thing will inevitably lead to another there. And, you know, you might start making love, pretending that one of us is me, one of us is Sean. Yeah. Sorry, I've got a bit... I need to take my jumper off. I've got a bit hot. Words of wonder from Down Under. So I asked you what a brown-eyed mullet was. What is a brown-eyed mullet in Australian slang? It's a turd in the sea when you're swimming. A brown-eyed mullet. I don't know. I mean, that's quite specific, isn't it? How often does that happen? That you get a piece of poo in the sea? Does that happen quite a lot in Australia? Oh, Struth, mate, it's another brown-eyed mullet. I don't know. Anyway, let's have another words of wonder. Kangaroos loose in the top paddock. What does it mean when kangaroos are loose in the top paddock? Oh, kangaroos are loose in the top paddock there, mate. What does that mean? Kangaroos loose in the top paddock. Try and work that one out.
Well, we come from a proud land, the land of Teesside, but it was men from Teesside who designed the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It was a Teesider who discovered Australia, James Cook.
So there you go, you're indebted to us. Buy a CD.
But we're doing a spot in stage 3 on Monday at 10:10. And we're going to be doing like a CD signing after that if you want to come and have a chat with us. But thank you once again.
You can't speak to us if you do see us around, though. We are approachable. Yeah, don't talk to us until Monday, all right? We're very diva-ish.
Well, we don't come across as approachable.
No, yeah.
But we are.
Yeah.
We give lovely hugs.
Oh, he does, doesn't he, Michael? He does.
13 years.
Yeah, he's only. The only reason I'm still in the group.
So what should we do to end then?
I don't know. What kind of vibe are people feeling here? What kind of... What?
Happy.
Okay, because I'm happy, happen up along if you feel... Come on,
what on earth are you on?
It's called a stage, Michael. We've been doing this for 30 years. You realise by now, wouldn't you? I know, something happy, okay. This is the only song with happy in the title that we know, so it's happy birthday to you.
Anyway.
Although we're going to do the 27 verse murder ballad version where someone dies in verse 15. Anyway. Okay. Here we go, Michael Lewis. Do your chorus thing that you do. He's very good at telling people the chorus. He's good at that and driving the van. That's why he's in the group.
There you go.
Finally a bit of recognition.
So we did another gig in Australia in a cafe-type place. This was at a festival, and there was a bar that wasn't serving alcohol, no alcohol to be had, but instead people were sitting on cushions and drinking herbal teas, chai teas and juices. And you might have thought in that kind of place that the audience might have been a bit sedate, might have been a bit chilled out, very sober and diffident, restrained. But no, far from it, as you're going to hear right now.
Thank you very much, everybody. Oh, it's lovely to be here, and finally, after 10 weeks in Australia, we can put our coats on. Oh, we're looking forward to this.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We can tell we're a British group. We've already... Our first joke is about the weather.
That song came with us. It was written by Ron Angel. Ron wrote that song in 1972. That's a song called the Chemical Workers Song, or the Process Man, and it's travelled the world. It's about conditions that were brutal in the chemical industry in Teesside.
So there you go. This is the perfect accompaniment, I always find. Songs about death to accompany a lovely drink of chai. Absolutely. Tell you what, the fumes, I'm getting high on chai up here, it's absolutely brilliant. I don't know what the side effects are, but I guess we're about to find out. Anyway, the next song.
A little bit later.
We're doing that one a bit later. Don't
what
worry.
A treat, eh? Yeah. Keep your clothes on for now, Michael.
Did anyone go up and see the Three Sisters today? No, we did.
But we're a bit so whether you did or not, well, yes.
It's a fine example of audience participation there. We need to galvanise the crowd. Tell you what, local reference. Anyone see the Three Sisters?
No.
Okay. Move on.
We're a bit worried though, because it was quite hot when we got there and we didn't put any sun cream on, so it might be the three blisters tomorrow. Oh, come on, you can't groan at that one. That's not that bad.
How's the football season going? What do you mean, in what regards? There's quite a few teams. Which one do you want to know about? Just in general. It's going very well, sir.
For the North.
We're about three quarters in for the North.
For the North.
Okay. How's the football season going for the North?
Well, it's going quite well for our team. Our team's Middlesbrough, and we're second in the league. Yeah. Any other sporting questions from the audience?
What about the badminton in West Sussex? Any questions at all, people, feel free to just put them there.
That's really brilliant.
Now, the question is, I know that you've asked us that, presumably because we're from the north of England, or are you just asking every band that? Have you been sat at the front for the last 6 hours and gone, how's the football in the north? I don't even know the response there.
I bet you're regretting asking that question.
I was just hoping for an informative answer. Can you not afford the internet, sir? Is the Wi-Fi down? I do apologise for the inconvenience here. I only came in here for free Wi-Fi. I'm going to listen to this racket. Some camp shanty singers, we're going to sing. It's typical, isn't it?
Anyway.
Well, if you don't care...
Any other questions?
It's quite a big fun of it. If you don't care, we might be the fourth sister tomorrow.
On the beach, ocean moves too slow. We're out of shorty town, aye-o.
Weather's mighty warm, boys. The air is thick and dark. And the fog is so damp, think you can't see the band.
And it's hard on the beach, ocean moves too slow. We're out of shorty town, aye-o.
My engine quick,
and it's hard on the beach, ocean moves too slow. We're out of Shawnee Town, the Ohio. And it's hard on the beach, ocean moves too slow.
Well, that was a bit, and also what happened was we're not used to performing as such.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just realised why everyone thinks we're Irish, because you turned into Michael Flatley during that.
I know, because I stamped my feet, and I was ready for a big kind of boom sound, but it isn't, because I forgot that this is a more upmarket and plush place than we're normally used to performing in England. It's got a carpet. We don't have carpets, it's folk. Folk music and carpets, do you?
The world's worst business event.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The world's worst business. We do two things. We do folk music and carpets. Oh, actually, that's quite handy. I was I wanted a carpet. I'm afraid we're right out of carpets. We could do the Wild Rover. Anyway. So it was, it sounded a bit weak, so I felt that the feet weren't working, so I felt like I had to do a little bit of like that, but that just sounded rubbish as well. But then I appreciate, Michael, you joining in and trying to help me out there.
I did like the odd thing.
Yeah, exactly. You did the odd little thing now and again. Very good.
Bruises on your legs.
At least it looked good.
Exactly, that's the sort of the sadomasochist version of that song there. Ladies and gentlemen. When sadomasochism and riverboat shanties meet.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
Oh, well, as you can tell, this gig is going so incredibly well that we're now going to try a song that we've never done before.
So here we go.
Oh, we have done it once before. We did it. We did it at midnight in a pub in Katoomba at the weekend.
Of course.
Which is the litmus test for any folk song, really. If you can do it there, you can do it anywhere.
Some clips from two gigs there. Our first one in the bar at the festival doing chai tea lattes, and the other place was at a pub called the Cat and Fiddle in Sydney. Struth, mate, it's Words of Wonder from Down Under on the Young'uns podcast. Kangaroos loose in the paddock was your Words of Wonder. It basically means someone who is intellectually challenged. I assume you would say something like, oh, he's got a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock. I assume that's how you would use that sentence. Anyway, what does to crack a fat mean? Crack a fat. Have a think about that as we play this next clip.
Thank you very much. I can't figure out whether children screaming or cockatoos. We're going to sing you... I really can't, can you? In this country too long.
Is that why you were changing that cockatoo's nappy? I was wondering what was going on the other day. Putting a nappy on a cockatoo, and it says, Sean, what are you doing? He was a bit jet-lagged as well, to be fair.
Anyway,
there's a video of that on YouTube if you fancy having a look. But I say, well, buy two CDs at the shop and we'll send you the link.
There you go. You can't say further than that, can you?
Words of Wonder from Down Under on the rip-snortingly bonzer Young'uns podcast. Okay, to crack a fat. What does that mean? To crack a fat. If you've cracked a fat, it means to have an erection. Armida. We started doing this role-playing exercise. I was being Sean Cooney from the Young'uns, and my friend was being David Eagle, and before we knew it, we just couldn't help ourselves. We both started cracking a fat. That's an example of where you might use such a phrase. A real-life example, probably. Okay. So, we had a bit of an incident when we were at the Blue Mountains Festival, I think it was. A lady complained to the festival because of our sexist behaviour, our apparent sexist behaviour. Now, I'm going to play you what happened. I'm going to play you the clip of what happened. And it is a bit distorted, but I'll talk you through it. A lady came up to Michael and started having a go about the fact that we were absolutely sexist pigs and we should be ashamed of ourselves. So basically what happened was I had a problem with my accordion. My microphones had stopped working. There was a problem with the wiring or something from the accordion getting to the microphones or whatever. So there was a sound technician who came on to help with the accordion issue. And she was a woman. So I made a little bit of a joke because, you know, it's a bit awkward when someone comes up on stage and starts sorting things out and you kind of, there's a bit of awkward silence and you think, well, you've got to fill the silence somehow while she's sort of scrambling around trying to fix things. So I made a little bit of a joke and I basically said, because she started kneeling down at my feet. So I basically made a joke because she was speaking to me. And she was sort of kneeling at my feet. So I made a little bit of a joke saying, what are you saying? Oh, if you wanted a date with me, you know, you could have waited until I came off stage. And I suppose I can now, in the benefit of hindsight, understand how someone could have misinterpreted that as a very sexist comment. I would defend myself by saying that I wasn't being sexist in the slightest because what the woman was saying, who complained at the festival and was having a go at us when we came off stage, and this isn't the sound technician who was having a go at us, she was absolutely fine. It was somebody else in the audience. She said, well, that was despicable behaviour. You wouldn't have said that if it was a man. If it was a man sound technician, you wouldn't have said that. And my point was, well, actually, we would. And she said, no, you wouldn't. And I said, well, I would. I said, you've heard the... If you've listened to these Young'uns podcasts before, you'll know there's been so much sort of homoerotic banter between the three of us and between other people. Like, of course I would have done. Like, I would have definitely done that. But she doesn't know that. So she assumed that because it was a woman, I went, oh, a female sound technician. Let's patronise her and say that all she's good for is to be like a date for a man. She kept saying, no, you wouldn't have said that if it was a man. And I'm saying, look, it was a bit of sort of banter. That's all it was, you know, between two people. I can understand what what you mean, like why you're offended, but I would have honestly said that if it was a man. It wasn't because it was a woman, and I didn't want to kind of apologise for something that I wasn't responsible for. Like, I was apologetic that she interpreted it like that, but I was just trying to explain that, look, if it was a man, we'd have done the same thing, you know, the joke would have been the same. I can understand why you'd think it wasn't like that, but she thought we were trying to get out of it, and she was going, no, I can't believe you're trying to defend yourself against this despicable sexist behaviour, it's this kind of chauvinism, and had a sort of proper rant at us. And I'm thinking, she was at the whole gig, presumably, like, because that was something that happened in the middle of the gig, so presumably she was at the majority of the gig, and we're singing all these songs about equality and about social justice and, you know, and all these things that we're passionate about, and we're singing all these songs, and she assumed that we were sexist. I'm thinking, like, there's a bit of a disconnect there, surely, between the things that we were singing about, and then all of a sudden, you know, a woman comes on the stage and we suddenly start acting like sexist, chauvinist pigs. You know, suddenly start going, oh, he's a bit of woman, he's a bit of totty here, come on. So we got an official email, and our agent got an email, and you've had a complaint launched against you because of for sexist behaviour.
Oh, this is the new fourth member of Women's.
Oh, he's kneeling before our feet.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I've got a new cable for your face. Ooh.
Ah, okay.
You smart worker. Yes, you can have a play with me, but we're not using it
as well. Yes, you want to.
Hang on. Do you know
which one I'm based on? I'll give you a few ideas where to stick that.
There we are. There we go.
All right.
So oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Room number 42.
So there you go. So I don't know. Maybe you're listening to the Young'uns podcast now and you're thinking, my God, I can't listen, you sexist pigs. Anyway, here's one final clip before we go.
Thank you very much. I find it unbelievable that I've been standing at this microphone for 25 minutes with my mouth wide open and there's a fly circling round and round. And I can't believe I've not eaten it yet.
You know, we don't get paid very much, so you'll take whatever I can. You know, this is folk music, for goodness sakes. Someone swat that fly in his direction.
Right.
Has it been all day?
Yes, it is. Is that the only reason you're here? You're not actually interested in the music, you're just watching the fly. Absolutely brilliant.
And this is a song written by Graham Miles. And in Hartlepool we have these beautiful black beaches. Fresh sea coal gets brought in with the tide.
Just want to make sure you definitely understand what he's saying, because we've done this in Australia before, and someone thought we were saying sea cow. So, C-O-A-L is what we're saying. Cool.
C-O-I-L.
Yeah. C-O-I-L. Hey, Cal, man. Well, they're even talking in England, aren't they? Fair dinkum.
Very good, yeah.
Well, what is a Dorothy Dixer? That surprised me.
Dorothy Dixer is like a question that is put to you and the answer is already known, as you well knew. By answering that question there, you see what he's doing? Oh, it took us ages to think of that. Oh, that's why we haven't been in the festival. We've been staying in our hotel for the last 8 hours. I wonder where we've been. That's where we've been.
Right. Sea
feel free to join any time, Sean.
Sea
dear, dear. The fly's getting closer, that's what I'm worried about.
We're going to have a little competition, men versus women. We see all these songs about equality, and then we do a competition, men versus women. Excellent. What about the middle ones? What, the people who aren't sure? Do you mean? Oh, the little ones. Oh, you said the middle ones. Well, you said
the middle ones. Oh, you did?
Excellent. Can we have the heckles in advance, please? It makes us look a lot more funny. I mean, you don't expect me to be spontaneous on the fly, unless I talk about the fly again.
Want to raise this hand? Men, we need to give us a big woo! Women, this hand.
Excellent.
What? There's a lot of it. What are you saying, my friend?
It would be much better if the audience were all given microphones so we could hear them, really, wouldn't it? It's very convenient. It's only us having the microphones here.
He's holding up the wrong hand for the women.
sheep, you always tag them in the right ear.
All right, when you tag a female sheep, you always tag them in the right ear. I don't want to tell you where you'll be tagged after that comment. Right here, you won't be fun for me, aren't you?
Oh, we've had a wonderful weekend. We've had a wonderful time in Australia. This is our very first time here, and this is our last ever spot on the tour. I know.
Well, if you're all putting 100 quid, we'll stay.
We've, apologies for the late start. It took us ages sound checking these instruments, but we've decided we're not going to use them. We're going to sing in French now. And,
One French lover. My goodness, is that a request? That's on Michael's rider. Or rider.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Oh, the flies are back. It's like I'm a folk singer getting out of here. Can we also have less of the drum kit in the monitors, please, as well? Is you all that stamping, David? Did you hear the drums?
I'm focused on the music. I'm living in the moment. I'm the Buddhist part of folk music here, I am.
Yeah.
The drum kit, I used to hallucinate. You didn't have a lot more.
There's a drum kit behind you. When you're stamping,
can you not hear it?
Stamp your foot.
This is exciting for everybody, isn't it? I can't hear anything, Sean. No, I can't. Oh, but we're recording this for our podcast that we do.
Listeners, can you hear the drum kit?
Text in. A new feature there, ladies and gentlemen. You see when we got that vocal ball, can't you? There you go.
I'm not starting to hallucinate. That is a drum kit, isn't it? You know, tell me if I can't see it.
That's what happens. Isn't it a sort of fly that when you swallow it, it makes you hallucinate? Is that what's going on here? What?
Lovely.
All right, okay. That's a reference to something we've got in our workshop, our harmony workshop, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get all the in-jokes, you have to come to every single gig. It's the rule. There's people who've been to see us who've come from Hartlepool just to see us, so they don't miss out on any of the in-jokes. Very good.
Just for you, my friend, banoffee.
No, there's nobody who remembers the banoffee line from 1999. where were you?
Unbelievable.
I'm so sorry, sir. That was like clearly a comment of solidarity with us. You probably watched us all weekend, bought all the CDs, you came to all the workshops, you've queued in the sun. So sorry.
Can you imagine a 26-hour flight with that? That's all I need to say. Thank you very much. Right, you've got to be careful what you say, Michael, because remember, I am the pilot. I mean, obviously that was a joke. Being blind, I actually get my guide dog to be the pilot. Right? Ridiculous, isn't it? Anyway.
Okay.
We digress.
Yes, we do. Let me digress some more.
And we'll be singing,
I got a fly that time.
In your mouth?
Yes, in my mouth.
All right.
I thought he was the pilot.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I hope the distortion did not impair your enjoyment too much of the Young Uns podcast. Anyway, that's all for this week. We'll be back next week for another Young Uns podcast, but now it's time for me to shoot through. So rack off, mate.